Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is from an email from Carolyn, who is Wayne's son's girlfriend. Now, I usually don't read the emails that I get. This one I feel like I had to, and this is an abbreviation of it. She said, please scam my boyfriend's father, Wayne. He's obsessed with building his 4th of July float every year. He calls himself the Float Master of Rancho Cordova. He even has a tattoo on his shoulder that says Float Master, personalized hats, and has it written on his driveway. He starts building the float January 1st every year. He's out of pocket, lots of money, and basically forces his family to help. He wins the ribbon almost every year for the best float because he goes big. Animatronics, self-driving floats. This year, the float that he plans on doing is themed to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So I am calling Wayne as an out-of-state transplant to Rancho to tell him, no. I'm the Float Master.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
I'm looking for Wayne.
Who are you?
My name's Raul.
Okay, what do you want?
I got your phone number from the Folsom Cordova Community Council. One of the guys on there gave me your number and said that I should probably talk to you.
Okay, what can I do for you?
So, are you the Float Master?
Self-proclaimed, yeah. What's up?
I think I just need to introduce myself. My name is Raul. I just moved to Rancho Cordova from Colorado. And when I went to introduce myself to the community council and I asked about the 4th of July parade, I showed them pictures of my floats that I've done in the past.
You build floats.
I build floats. And they said, you better talk to Wayne because he's the float master.
Well, I haven't been beat in 10 years.
Is that so?
Yeah, we've got enough trophies on the shelf to knock the shelf over. See, the problem is people don't do animation. I do. I start January 1st.
You do?
I'm out here working on it right now.
You do animation?
Yeah, I do full animation. And the one thing different about my float and everybody else's, I don't tow the trailer.
Well, what do you do?
I have a hidden drive unit underneath that I drive the trailer.
Well, that's what I do.
Oh, man, I gotta see your stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. I think you need to be scared here. Listen, I don't want to be shaking
in my tennis shoes.
I'm the float master.
Hey, Pilgrim, this town ain't big enough for the both of us, and this here is my town.
Well, now, listen here, little girly. I don't know how you do animation on a float, but I have full animatronics on my float. Let me just tell you, out of the spirit of friendly competition, I'm going to give you a heads up. So for the 4th of July this year, my float's going to be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory themed. And what I'm planning on
doing... I'm already doing Willy Wonka.
Well, so am I.
No, we can't have two Willy Wonkas. I got 25 family members, and we're all working on the float. And so you're going to have to come up with something else.
Well, okay. Well, my family lives in Colorado, and I'm pulling my weight myself, and I've already started. I got a real fat German kid that's going to get stuck in a tube, and what comes out on the other side are red, white, and blue sparklers.
Looks like we got a major issue because I've already got family members already buying costumes.
Well, Wayne, and I can't change either. I was planning on being Willy Wonka in it, but as an Uncle Sam.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound very good, but you need to come up with something else. You're going to piss off my whole family. They're going to want to know where you live.
But I've already purchased some little people that are going to be my Oompa Loompas, and each one of them is going to represent a different branch of the government.
Okay, well, it looks like we got a major issue here now.
Yeah, we do.
Because I'm out of here working on it right now. What size trailer do you have?
What size trailer do I have? You want it in yards or feet?
Feet.
It's about 20 yards by 30 yards.
20 yards by 30 yards?
Yeah.
Well, you can't use that in this town. They won't let you tow it.
Well, nobody told me that.
You got to do the rules.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a Charlie Bucket and Grandpa Joe that I've already paid for the event. They spent the money. I was going to swing them in over the float itself on a trapeze kind of a thing, towing American flags behind them as a cake, like it's going to be the bubble room.
Too dangerous. We got thousands of kids out there. Besides that, you hit the signal light.
I mean, I figured that the sparks from hitting the signal light would get people to look at my float. I did that one year, and then my float, one of the actors caught on fire, and everybody loved it.
I think you're pulling my leg here because you know you're not allowed to have a flame or sparks on a float.
Wayne, can I tell you something? I am actually pulling your leg. My name is My name's Gavin. I'm on the morning radio show called The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Carolyn, your son's girlfriend, emailed me and asked me to do this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. You're good, buddy. You're really good.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.